Do you ever feel a tightening in your chest when someone casually says, "So, how's your day going?" Does small talk feel like a performance you never signed up for? If you're introverted, you probably know this struggle too well. The awkward silences, the forced smiles, the desperate hope someone else will carry the conversation. But here's the truth nobody tells you. Small talk isn't some secret art reserved for extroverts or social butterflies. It's a simple skill, like cooking or driving. And like any skill, it can be learned, practiced, and mastered without changing who you are. Imagine walking into any room, any setting, and knowing exactly how to start a conversation, how to keep it flowing, and how to leave people feeling better because they met you. You don't need to fake energy you don't have. You don't need to memorize scripts like a robot. You simply need to understand how connection works and how small talk isn't about talking small. It's about opening doors to bigger opportunities, richer relationships, and unexpected happiness. If you've ever wished conversations felt less exhausting and more natural, this audiobook is for you. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Understanding the Introvert's Mindset. Before you master small talk, you need to understand why it feels so difficult in the first place. The problem isn't that you're bad at conversation. The problem is that you're playing by rules written for someone else's brain. Introverts experience the world differently from extroverts. Where extroverts draw energy from interactions, introverts spend energy to engage. This isn't weakness, it's wiring. Your brain processes social stimulation more deeply. You think before you speak. You analyze before you act. And that depth, while powerful in thoughtful settings, can feel overwhelming in fast, surface-level interactions like small talk. But here's where many introverts get it wrong. They believe small talk is shallow, pointless, fake. They avoid it because it feels meaningless. Yet, the reality is very different. Small talk isn't about sharing profound insights. It's about creating micro-bridges between people. Those bridges lead to trust, opportunities, friendships, and sometimes life-changing conversations later on. Small talk is the handshake before the heart-to-heart. Understanding this changes everything. You don't need to approach small talk with the same depth you reserve for close friends. You need to approach it as a warm-up, not a marathon. Think of it like stretching before a workout. It loosens tension. It prepares connection. It signals openness. And another reason introverts struggle with small talk is the myth of perfection. Introverts often feel pressure to say something profound or witty. They fear sounding boring. They fear judgment. They replay conversations in their minds, analyzing every word long after others have forgotten. This creates anxiety. Anxiety creates avoidance. Avoidance kills progress. Here's the truth. Nobody expects perfection. Most people don't even remember half the conversations they have in passing. Small talk isn't graded. It isn't judged. It simply exists as a light bridge between strangers and familiarity. Your goal isn't to impress. Your goal is to connect, however briefly. It also helps to reframe your role. You're not a performer. You're a participant. You don't need to lead every conversation. Sometimes small talk is simply about being present. Smiling. Asking one kind question. Sharing one small story. That's enough. Another common mental block is comparison. You see others chatting effortlessly and assume they're natural at it. What you don't see is their years of practice, their internal doubts, their awkward beginnings. Nobody was born great at small talk. They became comfortable through repetition. Introverts thrive on depth, but even depth starts shallow. Mastering small talk doesn't mean betraying your nature. It means giving yourself permission to grow gradually, to build conversational muscles through light reps, not heavy lifts. Finally, understand this. Your introversion is an asset, because when introverts do engage, they listen better. They ask thoughtful questions. They notice details others miss. These are superpowers in conversation. The world doesn't need more loud talkers. It needs more mindful connectors. By shifting your mindset from, "I'm not good at this," to, "I'm learning to practice this," you unlock the door to growth. You stop avoiding. You start engaging. You replace fear with curiosity. In the next chapter, we'll explore the psychology of connection and why small talk is the gateway to opportunities you never expected. Chapter 2: The Psychology of Connection. Before you can confidently practice small talk, you need to understand why it matters on a psychological level. Humans are wired to connect. This isn't opinion. It's science. From ancient tribes to modern cities, survival and success have always depended on relationships. Our brains are built for connection. At the heart of connection lies communication, not deep intellectual debates, not life-changing speeches, but simple, casual, human exchanges, small talk. These micro-conversations are the social glue of everyday life. They tell others we are safe, friendly, and open. They build familiarity. Familiarity builds trust. Trust builds relationships. Relationships build opportunity. Many introverts think they can skip small talk and jump straight to meaningful conversations. But connection doesn't work that way. Trust grows in layers. Small talk is the first layer. It signals approachability. It shows we're socially aware. It opens the door for deeper moments later. Without it, those doors often stay closed. Think about the last time you made a new friend, landed a job, or formed a connection. Chances are it didn't begin with a deep conversation. It began with a, "Hi, how are you?" A comment about the weather, a light joke. These moments seem trivial, but they serve an ancient purpose. They show others we're safe to approach, that we share common ground, that we understand the unwritten rules of human interaction. Psychologists call this the principle of social proof. We tend to trust and connect with those who behave in familiar, expected ways. Small talk is one of those ways. It's a universal ritual, a handshake in words. Skipping it can make others uncomfortable, even if unintentionally. Another psychological truth is this: people remember how you make them feel more than what you say. Small talk isn't about delivering perfect words. It's about creating positive emotional energy. A smile, a nod, a kind comment. These tiny gestures build warmth. Warmth builds rapport. Rapport builds connection. Introverts often underestimate the power of these micro moments. They think deep conversations are the only ones that count. But science shows otherwise. Studies reveal that even brief, casual conversations can boost mood, reduce loneliness, and increase feelings of belonging. Small talk isn't empty. It's foundational. Consider this: every deep relationship you value today, a best friend, a partner, a trusted colleague, likely began with a light conversation. Nobody starts at depth. Everyone begins with surface. Small talk is the seed. Connection is the tree. Depth is the fruit. Another psychological principle is mirroring. People naturally mirror the energy and tone of those around them. If you bring warmth, curiosity, and openness to small talk, others will reflect it. This creates a feedback loop. You feel more confident. They feel more comfortable. Conversations flow easier. Introverts excel at observation. Use this to your advantage. Notice body language, tone, expressions. These cues guide you. If someone is relaxed and open, keep the conversation light and easy. If they seem distracted, respect their space. Small talk isn't about forcing connection. It's about recognizing when and how to engage. One more truth: people love to talk about themselves. Studies show the brain rewards us with dopamine when we share our experiences. Asking simple, genuine questions unlocks this reward in others. It makes them feel valued, heard, seen. This isn't manipulation. It's human nature. When you ask someone about their weekend, their work, their interests, you give them a small gift, attention. In return, they associate you with positive feelings. This is how small talk lays the groundwork for trust and future connection. Think of small talk as emotional generosity. A little effort from you creates comfort for others. That comfort returns to you in opportunities, friendships, and ease. The psychology of connection is clear. Small talk isn't meaningless. It's meaningful in its simplicity. It creates pathways for trust, belonging, and growth. In the next chapter, you'll learn a practical 5-step formula to make small talk feel effortless, even if it's always felt impossible before. Chapter 3: The 5-step formula for effortless small talk. Mastering small talk doesn't require charm, extroversion, or years of practice. It requires a simple, repeatable process. A formula you can follow in any situation. Think of it as a guide, not a script. When you know the steps, conversation becomes less about anxiety and more about flow. Here is the 5-step formula to make small talk effortless, even if you've struggled your whole life. Step 1. Prepare mentally. Relax, reframe, remind. Before any conversation, your mindset shapes the outcome. If you walk into a room telling yourself, "I'm bad at this," you create tension. That tension leaks into your words, your tone, your body language. Instead, prepare mentally. Relax your expectations. Reframe the purpose. Small talk isn't a performance. It's not about impressing anyone. It's simply about connection. Remind yourself, you're here to share energy, not deliver perfection. A single smile, a light comment, a question that's enough to succeed. Visualize success before you speak. Imagine the conversation going well. Picture yourself calm, confident, engaged. This mental preparation lowers anxiety and primes your brain for positive outcomes. Step 2. Observe surroundings, people, context clues. Observation gives you material to work with. Look around. What's happening in the environment? Is there something interesting, unusual, or relatable? People naturally respond to comments tied to the present moment. Busy place today, isn't it? That's a great coffee choice. I've been meaning to try it. Observing gives you an easy entry point. Also, observe the person. Their attire, body language, facial expressions all offer cues. If they seem relaxed, match that energy. If they seem rushed, keep it brief. Context matters. A gym requires different openers than a bookstore. Observation isn't just seeing. It's gathering clues to guide your next move. Step 3. Initiate. Easy, low-risk openers. The hardest part is starting, but it's simpler than you think. You don't need clever lines. You need warmth and presence. Start with statements or light questions tied to the situation. Compliments work well if genuine. That's a great bag, mind if I ask where you got it? Questions spark engagement. Have you been to this event before? Do you know if this place gets busier later? Low-risk openers avoid deep topics. They're surface level by design. Their goal isn't depth, but entry. Once the door is open, you can follow where the conversation leads. Initiating also means showing you're open. Smile. Maintain relaxed body language. Make eye contact if appropriate. These nonverbal cues make others more receptive. Step 4. Follow, listen actively. Mirror energy. Expand naturally. Once the conversation begins, your role is to follow its natural rhythm. Listen more than you speak. People love good listeners. Active listening means responding with interest, asking small follow-up questions, reflecting emotions. If someone shares they had a hectic day, you might say, "That sounds exhausting. How do you usually unwind after days like that?" Mirroring energy helps build rapport. If they're light and playful, match it. If they're calm and reflective, slow your tone. Following means respecting the flow rather than forcing direction. Expand naturally by using the "that reminds me" technique. Connect their words to something relatable. This keeps momentum alive without pressure. Step 5. Exit gracefully. How to end small talk without awkwardness. Ending small talk is as important as starting it. You don't need elaborate excuses. Simple closers work well. It was great chatting. I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for the conversation. Hope the rest of your evening goes smoothly. These statements signal warmth and closure. Exiting gracefully leaves a positive final impression. It shows you respect their time and the moment shared. Over time, these small exchanges accumulate trust and familiarity. Putting it together in real life. Imagine this scenario. You're at a coffee shop. You notice someone reading a book you love. You observe. You initiate. "I couldn't help noticing that's one of my favorite books." They smile, respond. You follow. What part are you up to? The conversation flows. When it's time to leave, you exit. Great chatting. Enjoy the rest of the story. Simple, effective, repeatable. This 5-step formula works because it aligns with human nature. It lowers pressure. It respects boundaries. It focuses on connection, not performance. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to start conversations without fear, even when your mind is screaming for silence. Chapter 4: How to Start Conversations Without Fear. Fear is the biggest enemy of small talk. It creates hesitation. It makes your heart race. It floods your mind with questions like, "What if I sound stupid? What if they ignore me? What if I say the wrong thing?" This fear doesn't come from reality. It comes from assumptions. Assumptions about rejection. Assumptions about judgment. Assumptions about yourself. The truth? Most people are far too focused on their own thoughts to analyze your words. They aren't judging you as harshly as you imagine. They welcome small, friendly interactions more often than not. People crave connection, even if they don't show it. So how do you push past the fear and start conversations with confidence? First, understand that fear shrinks with action. The more you engage, the less power fear holds. Avoid waiting for perfect conditions. There's no perfect time, no perfect words. Start before you feel ready. Confidence grows through practice, not preparation alone. Second, lower the stakes in your mind. Not every conversation needs to lead to a friendship. Not every attempt needs to succeed. View small talk as an experiment, a practice round, a chance to sharpen a skill, not prove your worth. This mindset frees you from pressure and perfectionism. Third, use practical tools to break the ice. Here are some simple introvert-friendly openers for almost any setting. At a coffee shop. "That looks good. Is it your usual order?" "Do you know if this place stays busy on weekends?" At work events. "How did you get involved with this company?" "Have you been to these events before?" At social gatherings. "How do you know the host?" "Have you tried any of the food yet? I'm debating what to try next." At stores or public places. "Seems like everyone had the same idea today." "Do you know if they usually carry this brand?" These openers aren't groundbreaking. They don't need to be. Their purpose is to unlock engagement. Most people respond positively because these questions are easy, light, and non-threatening. Fourth, focus on curiosity over performance. Instead of worrying how you're coming across, focus on learning about the other person. Curiosity shifts attention outward. It makes conversations flow more naturally. People enjoy talking about their lives, experiences, opinions. Your role is to invite them to share, not to entertain. Fifth, Practice micro-interactions daily. Don't wait for big social moments. Start small. Compliment a cashier. Greet a neighbor. Ask a barista how their day is going. These brief exchanges build your confidence muscle. They teach you that conversations don't explode in disaster. They usually end with a smile, a thank you, or a simple nod. Sixth, prepare mentally for rejection. Not everyone will engage. Some people are distracted, shy, or simply not in the mood. Their response isn't a reflection of your worth. It's about them, not you. Shrug it off and try again later with someone else. Seventh, leverage body language to break barriers. A relaxed posture, a gentle smile, eye contact when appropriate, these nonverbal cues communicate openness. They invite others to feel comfortable. Often, your body speaks before your words do. Eighth, remind yourself of this universal truth. Connection is a two-way need. You're not the only one craving belonging. Everyone wants to feel seen, heard, valued. By starting a conversation, you're giving others that gift. Finally, celebrate small wins. Every time you initiate, even if awkwardly, you win. Every time you push through fear, you grow. Progress isn't measured by how smooth you sound. It's measured by how often you show up despite discomfort. In time, starting conversations will feel less like jumping off a cliff and more like stepping into a warm pool. Familiar, manageable, sometimes even enjoyable. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to keep conversations flowing so you never again face the dread of awkward silences. In Chapter 5, How to Keep Conversations Flowing. Starting a conversation is just the first step. Keeping it alive is where many introverts struggle. You worry you'll run out of things to say. You fear awkward silences creeping in. You second-guess yourself, wondering if the other person is bored. But conversations aren't puzzles to solve. They're dances to enjoy. The secret to flow isn't knowing what to say next. It's knowing how to stay present, curious, and engaged. Here's how to make conversations flow naturally, even if small talk feels unnatural. The power of curiosity. Curiosity is your greatest tool. It transforms mundane exchanges into meaningful connections. Instead of focusing on your next line, focus on what the other person is saying. Listen for cues, hobbies, opinions, stories. Then follow those threads with genuine interest. If someone mentions they love hiking, ask, "What's your favorite trail?" If they share they're learning guitar, ask, "What inspired you to pick it up?" Curiosity shows you care. Care keeps conversations alive. The art of follow-up questions. One question rarely sparks depth. Follow-up questions unlock stories. They invite elaboration. They show active listening. When someone answers, reflect back. "That sounds challenging." "How did you handle it?" Or, "Really? That's interesting. Tell me more about how that happened." These small prompts extend dialogue naturally. They signal that you're engaged, not just exchanging words. Use the Ford technique. When in doubt, the Ford method provides endless material. Ford stands for family, occupation, recreation, dreams. Ask about family, siblings, pets, traditions. Discuss occupation, what they enjoy, how they started, challenges faced. Explore recreation hobbies, books, movies, travel. Touch on dreams, future plans, goals, aspirations. These topics offer depth without being invasive. They invite stories, opinions, and emotions, the lifeblood of conversation. Mastering the balance of speaking and listening. Flow requires balance. Talk too much, you overwhelm. Say too little, you stall. Aim for a rhythm. Share your thoughts briefly, then invite theirs. Example: "I've always wanted to visit Italy. Have you traveled much?" This keeps the exchange mutual. Avoid monologues. Favor dialogue. If you sense the other person wants to share more, step back and let them. Listening is as powerful as speaking. Storytelling. Share, don't perform. Stories connect. They reveal personality. They spark emotion. But storytelling isn't about impressing. It's about sharing moments that relate to the conversation. Keep stories short, light, and relevant. If someone mentions a bad travel experience, share your own misadventure. This creates common ground. Shared laughter. Mutual understanding. Stories make you memorable without trying too hard. Humor. The bridge to ease. Laughter breaks walls. It relaxes tension. Humor doesn't require jokes. It requires lightness. Playful observations. Gentle teasing, when appropriate. Self-deprecating moments. If you drop your pen, laugh about it. If you spill coffee, smile. These moments humanize you. They invite warmth. Humor signals confidence and comfort, two traits people gravitate toward. Reading the room. Energy awareness. Conversations flow when energies match. Pay attention. If someone speaks with energy, match their enthusiasm. If they're calm, slow your pace. Energy mismatches cause disconnect. Reading body language, tone, and pace helps you adjust. Mirroring builds rapport. It tells the brain, we're alike. We understand each other. Handling awkward pauses. Pauses aren't failures. They're natural. Don't panic. Don't rush to fill silence with random chatter. Use pauses to pivot. Shift topics gracefully. Speaking of which, or that reminds me, are great bridges. Or simply acknowledge the moment with humor. Looks like we both ran out of coffee and words. Lightness diffuses tension. Transitioning topics smoothly. Conversations often stall when topics run dry. Learn to pivot gently. If you've talked about work, transition to hobbies. If you've covered hobbies, move to future plans. Phrases like, out of curiosity, or I've always wondered. Introduce new directions without feeling abrupt. Smooth transitions keep flow alive. Ending on a high note. Ending matters. Don't let conversations fade awkwardly. Close with warmth, a compliment, a thank you. A simple, this was really nice, hope we cross paths again. Positive endings leave lasting impressions. They make people want to talk to you again. Conversation is a shared experience, not a solo performance. Flow happens when you're present, interested, and responsive. You don't need to be clever. You don't need to be loud. You need to be human, engaged, and kind. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to master small talk in professional settings at work, in networking events, and beyond. Chapter 6, How to Master Small Talk at Work and Networking Events. Professional settings come with their own rules of small talk. Workplaces and networking events aren't just social arenas. They're opportunities for growth, connection, and visibility. Yet, for introverts, these spaces often feel like pressure cookers. You worry about sounding unprofessional. You fear awkward silences. You dread forced conversations. But small talk at work doesn't have to drain you. It can serve as a bridge to better relationships, stronger teams, and unexpected opportunities. The key is to adapt your small talk style to the environment while staying authentic. Understanding the purpose of professional small talk. At work, small talk builds trust before collaboration. It eases tension before meetings. It humanizes colleagues beyond job titles. Networking events function similarly. They're not about selling yourself aggressively. They're about planting seeds for future conversations, collaborations, and connections. Every light conversation opens a door, even if that door takes months to lead somewhere meaningful. The difference between casual and professional small talk. In social settings, small talk can be playful, random, even silly. In professional settings, it's often more structured. Focus on topics that are safe, inclusive, and neutral. Avoid polarizing subjects like politics or personal finances unless invited. Instead, lean on these conversation starters, work-related openers. How did you get into this field? What's your favorite part of your role? What projects are you excited about right now? Event-specific openers. How did you hear about this event? Have you attended one of these before? What sessions or speakers have caught your attention? Industry-focused openers. What trends are you noticing in our industry lately? Any tools or resources you found helpful recently? What challenges have you been seeing more of this year? These questions feel natural. They invite others to share. They build rapport without feeling forced. Building rapport in the workplace. Small talk with colleagues builds camaraderie. It strengthens team dynamics. Simple daily interactions make a difference. Greeting people in the hallway. Asking how their weekend went. Complimenting a job well done. Sharing light anecdotes. These aren't time wasters. They're investments in smoother collaboration and mutual respect. For introverts, these micro moments are manageable. You don't need to dominate conversations. You need to participate, even briefly. A simple comment can shift the energy of a room. Navigating networking events with confidence. Networking events can overwhelm introverts. The noise, the crowds, the endless introductions. To manage this, set realistic goals. Instead of trying to meet everyone, aim to have 3 meaningful conversations. Focus on quality, not quantity. Approach groups with open body language. Look for clusters of people who seem welcoming. Join with a smile and a light comment. "Mind if I join you?" is often enough. Once engaged, use the same curiosity and listening skills you've been developing. Remember, networking isn't about pitching yourself relentlessly. It's about shared interests, future collaborations, and exchanging ideas. Ask questions. Share briefly. Listen actively. Follow up later with a LinkedIn message or email if the connection felt genuine. Handling work-specific challenges. In meetings, small talk often happens before the agenda starts. Use this time to build rapport. Comment on the weather, shared experiences, or industry news. "Looks like we're finally getting some sunshine after all that rain." These light moments humanize you beyond your role. With higher-ups, keep it professional but personable. Acknowledge their leadership with subtle compliments. "I really appreciated your insights during last week's presentation." This shows attentiveness and respect. Using small talk to build opportunities. Small talk often leads to bigger opportunities. A hallway conversation turns into a project collaboration. A networking chat leads to a referral. A coffee break sparks a mentorship. These connections don't form overnight. They build through consistent, light interactions that establish trust and familiarity. Introverts excel here because they build slowly but deeply. You don't need to impress everyone. You need to connect genuinely with a few. Over time, those connections multiply. Maintaining professional boundaries. While building rapport, maintain boundaries. Avoid oversharing personal struggles unless trust is firmly established. Keep conversations light, positive, and forward-looking. Professional small talk is about connection, not confession. Creating your small talk toolkit. Prepare a mental list of go-to topics, industry news, book recommendations, podcasts, travel. These topics are safe, versatile, and easily adaptable. Having this toolkit reduces anxiety and boosts confidence. Reflecting on conversations for growth. After conversations, reflect. What worked? What felt natural? What drained you? Reflection helps you refine your approach. Over time, you'll notice patterns. Certain questions spark better responses. Certain environments suit your style. Use these insights to grow. Why small talk? Matters in professional life. Work isn't just tasks and deadlines. It's people. Relationships drive promotions, collaborations, and opportunities. People trust those they know. They support those they like. Small talk builds that foundation. It turns colleagues into allies, networking contacts into partners, superiors into mentors. Mastering professional small talk isn't about changing who you are. It's about using who you are observant, thoughtful, intentional to create connections that matter. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to overcome common small talk challenges so you're never caught off guard again. Chapter 7: How to Overcome Common Small Talk Challenges. Even with the best preparation, small talk won't always go smoothly. You will encounter awkward moments, difficult people, and unexpected silences. This isn't failure. It's part of the process. Mastering small talk means learning how to handle these challenges without losing your confidence or energy. Challenge 1. When conversations stall. Everyone fears the dreaded silence. You start a conversation. It flows for a moment. Then, nothing. The silence stretches. Anxiety rises. What now? First, don't panic. Pauses are normal. They give people space to think. They don't signal rejection. To restart the flow, use pivot phrases. Speaking of, that reminds me. Out of curiosity. These bridges help you steer the conversation into new territory. If you've been talking about work, pivot to hobbies. If you've covered hobbies, pivot to recent experiences. You can also return to previous topics. You mentioned you've been busy lately. What's been keeping you occupied? Reopening doors creates momentum without feeling forced. Challenge 2: Handling awkward or negative people. Not everyone is warm or engaging. Some people respond curtly. Some seem uninterested. Some bring negativity into the conversation. Don't take this personally. You don't control their mood. You only control your response. If someone is dismissive, gracefully exit. Well, I won't keep you. It was nice chatting. If someone is negative, steer the conversation gently. That sounds frustrating. On a brighter note, redirecting helps shift energy without confrontation. Avoid matching negativity. Stay light. Stay positive. Your energy sets the tone. If the vibe stays off, it's okay to move on. Not every conversation is meant to succeed. Challenge 3: Dealing with group dynamics. Groups bring new challenges. You might struggle to enter conversations without interrupting. Look for openings. Laughter, pauses, eye contact, approach with a friendly comment. Mind if I join in? Most groups welcome new voices when approached with warmth. Once inside, balance participation. Don't dominate. Don't shrink. Contribute with light comments, follow-up questions, or shared experiences. Listening is your ally. Observe dynamics. Match the group's tone. If a conversation splinters into side chats, it's okay to step back or shift groups. Group small talk is fluid. Don't force connections where they don't form naturally. Challenge 4: Managing energy and avoiding burnout. Introverts tire from prolonged interaction. Small talk, even positive, drains energy. Know your limits. Give yourself breaks. Step outside. Find a quiet corner. Recharge. You don't need to socialize constantly to succeed. Strategic participation works better than forced endurance. Schedule recovery time after events. Plan solo activities to restore balance. Self-care isn't weakness. It's preparation for long-term success. Challenge 5: Navigating cultural differences. Small talk norms vary globally. Some cultures value quick rapport. Others prefer formality. Some topics are safe in one culture, taboo in another. When in doubt, observe. Listen more. Adapt. Respect boundaries. Ask open questions about preferences. Is it common here to chat about work outside the office? Curiosity bridges cultural gaps. Respect builds trust. Challenge 6: Overcoming self-criticism. After conversations, introverts often replay conversations in their minds. Why did I say that? Did I sound awkward? This rumination fuels anxiety. Release it. Most people don't analyze your words as deeply as you do. They're busy thinking about themselves. Instead of criticism, practice reflection. What went well? What did you learn? How can you improve? Shift from judgment to growth. Progress comes through patterns, not perfection. Challenge 7. Handling unfamiliar topics. Sometimes you're pulled into conversations about subjects you know little about. Sports, trends, industry jargon. Don't fake knowledge. Express curiosity. I'm not very familiar with that. What's interesting about it to you? People love to explain their passions. Curiosity turns ignorance into connection. It shows humility, openness, and willingness to learn. These traits make you more relatable, not less. Challenge 8. Finding the right exit strategy. Not all conversations need to be long. Sometimes you want to exit without awkwardness. Use polite, positive statements. It's been great chatting. I should go say hello to a few others. Thanks for sharing that. I need to grab another coffee before the next session. Clarity prevents awkward lingering. Warmth leaves a good impression. Exit strategies are skills worth practicing. Challenge 9. Staying authentic. Small talk doesn't mean changing who you are. It means adapting how you connect. Authenticity matters. Speak in your natural tone. Share genuinely. Don't force humor if it's not your style. Don't pretend to know things you don't. Authenticity builds trust. People sense when you're being real. Small talk isn't acting. It's aligning who you are with how you engage. Challenge 10. Maintaining confidence after setbacks. Even with practice, you'll face awkward moments. Conversations that die. People who don't respond. It's okay. These moments aren't failures. They're steps. Each one teaches resilience. Each one strengthens your skill. Confidence isn't the absence of awkwardness. It's the ability to keep going despite it. Celebrate small victories. Over time, they compound into effortless confidence. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to rewire your brain for social confidence so these challenges become stepping stones, not barriers. Chapter 8. Rewiring your brain for social confidence. Confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you build brick by brick through action, awareness, and repetition. Your brain is not fixed, it's flexible. This is called neuroplasticity, the ability of your brain to change, rewire, and adapt based on new habits, new beliefs, and new experiences. If small talk feels terrifying today, it won't always feel that way. The key is to deliberately shape your brain to make social confidence your new normal. Step 1. Identify and rewrite your inner story. Your brain follows the stories you tell yourself. If you constantly repeat, "I'm bad at small talk," your brain reinforces this belief. It filters your experiences to confirm it. To change how you feel, change what you tell yourself. Replace "I'm bad at this" with "I'm practicing this." Replace "people don't want to talk to me" with "most people enjoy a friendly chat." These small mental shifts rewire your brain's default responses over time. Step 2. Visualize positive social outcomes. Visualization isn't wishful thinking. It's mental rehearsal. Your brain doesn't fully distinguish between real experience and vividly imagined ones. Picture yourself entering a conversation confidently. See yourself smiling, engaging, enjoying the moment. Feel the ease. Hear the positive exchange. The more you visualize success, the more your brain accepts it as possible, even probable. Athletes use this technique. Speakers use it. You can too. Step 3. Create tiny wins through repetition. Confidence builds through evidence. The more often you successfully engage in small talk, the more proof your brain collects that you're capable. Start with micro interactions. A hello to a neighbor. A thank you to a cashier. A brief comment in a meeting. Each small win rewires your brain. Over time, these accumulate into automatic confidence. Step 4. Anchor new beliefs with emotion. Your brain remembers experiences tied to strong emotion. Celebrate your wins. When you have a positive conversation, pause and acknowledge it. Feel proud. Feel capable. Anchor that emotion to the action. This deepens the neural pathways you want to reinforce. It turns isolated successes into lasting confidence. Step 5. Reframe rejection as redirection. Your brain fears rejection because it associates it with danger. Historically, exclusion meant isolation. But today, a conversation that doesn't go well is not life-threatening. Reframe rejection as data, not disaster. It's feedback, not failure. Someone's disinterest isn't about you. It's about timing, mood, or circumstance. This reframing weakens fear's grip and strengthens resilience. Step 6. Expose yourself gradually to social discomfort. Growth happens at the edge of comfort. Stretch yourself regularly. Say hello when you feel shy. Start conversations when you'd rather stay silent. Each time you lean into discomfort, you teach your brain it's survivable. Your comfort zone expands through consistent exposure, not sudden leaps. Step 7. Surround yourself with supportive environments. Environment shapes behavior. Spend time in spaces where positive interaction is normal. Join clubs. Attend workshops. Volunteer. These environments encourage small talk naturally. They provide low-stakes opportunities to practice and grow. Supportive settings accelerate rewiring. Step 8. Practice self-compassion as you learn. Perfection isn't the goal. Progress is. Be kind to yourself on tough days. Acknowledge effort over outcome. Confidence doesn't erase awkward moments. It helps you recover faster. Self-compassion reduces the shame cycle and keeps you moving forward. Step 9. Track your progress intentionally. Keep a journal of your small talk wins. Record when you initiated, when you asked a question, when you received a warm response. Tracking reinforces success. It shows growth where doubt may cloud it. Looking back reminds you how far you've come, even on days when progress feels slow. Step 10. Normalize social success. The more often you succeed, the less remarkable it feels. This is good. It means your brain is adapting. Small talk stops feeling like a mountain to climb and becomes a natural part of your day. Normalize success by making it regular. Aim for consistent, light engagement in daily life. Over time, confidence becomes your default, the brain's reward system, and confidence. Your brain seeks reward. Social wins release dopamine, the feel-good chemical. These moments reinforce behavior. The more you engage, succeed, and celebrate, the more your brain craves these wins. You create a cycle. Action, reward, repetition, confidence. This is how neuroplasticity works in your favor. Building a confident social identity. Over time, your actions shape your identity. You move from someone who fears small talk to someone who enjoys connecting. Identity shapes behavior. Behavior reinforces identity. It's a cycle you control. Confidence isn't about eliminating nerves. It's about knowing you can handle them. It's about trusting yourself to engage, adapt, and connect, even imperfectly. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to turn small talk into meaningful relationships so your efforts lead to deeper connections, not just casual exchanges. Chapter 9. Turning small talk into meaningful relationships. Small talk isn't the destination, it's the doorway. Behind it lies something deeper: connection, trust, and meaningful relationships. The mistake many introverts make is thinking small talk is shallow, pointless, or fake. In truth, It's the foundation upon which all genuine relationships are built. Every friendship, every partnership, every trusted bond starts somewhere, usually with a simple, casual conversation. From small talk to connection, the bridge. The key to moving beyond surface-level interaction is noticing when opportunities for depth arise. Listen carefully. People often drop hints about what matters to them. Family, work, hobbies, dreams, struggles. These are invitations to step beyond light chatter. Someone mentions a recent challenge at work? Ask them how they handled it. They talk about a hobby? Share your curiosity. They reference a future goal? Encourage them. These moments allow you to build bridges from small talk to meaningful dialogue, deepening the conversation gradually. You don't need to leap into vulnerability too fast. Relationships deepen in layers. Start with safe topics. Build familiarity. Show consistency. Over time, invite depth with questions like, "What's been the highlight of your year so far? What motivates you in your work? What's something you're looking forward to?" These questions move beyond facts into feelings, dreams, and values, the territory where genuine relationships thrive, becoming a person of interest. Relationships are a two-way exchange. Share bits of yourself, not just ask questions. Let others see your personality, your interests, your quirks. Vulnerability in small doses invites trust. Mention your hobbies, your goals, even your small struggles. This humanizes you. It transforms small talk from transaction to connection. Consistency builds trust. Meaningful relationships aren't built in a single conversation. They grow through consistency. Follow up. Send a message. Remember details. Mention past conversations. Last time we talked, you mentioned you were working on a big project. How's it going? This shows care, attention, and reliability, the cornerstones of trust. Consistency doesn't mean constant contact. It means steady, thoughtful engagement over time. These touchpoints accumulate into relationships. Moving from acquaintance to ally. As small talk evolves, look for shared interests. Common ground accelerates connection. Whether it's books, sports, travel, or personal development, shared interests create momentum. Suggest activities, share resources, or invite collaboration. I read something you might enjoy based on what we talked about. These small gestures deepen bonds. Allies come from alignment. Find people whose values resonate with yours. Support their goals. Celebrate their wins. Encourage their growth. Relationships deepen through mutual uplift. Listening, the ultimate relationship builder. People crave to be heard. Most listen to reply, not to understand. Be the exception. Listen fully. Reflect back what you hear. Validate feelings. Ask thoughtful questions. This makes others feel seen and valued, feelings that transform acquaintances into friends. Listening builds emotional safety. Emotional safety builds trust. Trust builds connection. Nurturing over time. Relationships require nurturing. They don't survive on small talk alone. Share experiences. Offer support. Celebrate milestones. Mourn losses together. These shared moments create depth and meaning. Introverts excel here because they value quality over quantity. A few deep relationships often bring more fulfillment than many shallow ones. Recognizing when to let go. Not every conversation leads to connection. Not every person becomes a friend. That's okay. Connection requires mutual energy. If someone consistently shows disinterest or drains your energy, it's healthy to step back. Focus your efforts where warmth and respect flow both ways. Boundaries enhance relationships. Healthy boundaries strengthen, not weaken, relationships. Know your limits. Respect theirs. Give space. Take space. Boundaries create clarity, reduce resentment, and preserve energy for meaningful engagement. Communicate openly when needed. If something feels off, address it kindly. Honest communication deepens trust. From connection to community. As relationships grow, connections multiply. One meaningful relationship leads to introductions, networks, and communities. Small talk opens doors not just to individuals, but to opportunities, collaborations, and shared circles. Communities provide support, encouragement, and growth. For introverts, this might look like small trusted groups rather than large gatherings. Both forms hold value. Leaving a lasting impression. Kindness, consistency, curiosity. These traits leave lasting impressions. People remember how you made them feel. They remember if you listened, encouraged, respected, and cared. Small actions accumulate into reputation. Reputation becomes legacy. By mastering small talk and turning it into deeper connection, you don't just improve your social life. You enrich your world with relationships that inspire, support, and sustain you. In the next chapter, you'll learn practical daily exercises to strengthen your small talk skills until they become second nature. Chapter 10. Practical daily exercises to strengthen small talk skills. Small talk isn't mastered in theory. It's mastered in practice. Like any skill learning to cook, play music, or drive a car, small talk requires repetition, patience, and small, consistent actions. If you want to rewire your brain, build confidence, and become someone who navigates conversations with ease, you need daily habits that stretch your comfort zone while building your social muscles. Here are simple, practical exercises you can begin immediately. They don't require massive effort. They require consistency. Exercise 1. The one-sentence interaction challenge. Every day, initiate one interaction with a stranger or acquaintance using a single sentence. It can be a compliment, a comment, or a question. Examples. That's a great color on you. Busy morning today, huh? Do you know when this place usually closes? The goal isn't a full conversation. The goal is to build comfort, breaking the ice. One sentence at a time chips away at fear. Over weeks, this becomes second nature. Exercise 2. The three-question rule. In every conversation, challenge yourself to ask three follow-up questions. This builds depth and keeps the exchange flowing. It forces you to listen actively and engage curiously. If someone says they love hiking, what's your favorite trail? How did you get into it? Have you done any challenging hikes recently? These small steps deepen interaction and show genuine interest. Exercise 3. The smile and greet ritual. Each day, intentionally smile and greet 5 people. A nod, a hello, a small wave, it all counts. This rewires your brain to associate social interaction with safety and positivity rather than fear. It's simple exposure therapy for introverts. Smiling makes you approachable. Greeting others breaks your own hesitation. Over time, this normalizes social connection in your mind. Exercise 4. The observation game. Practice noticing your environment and people within it. Look for conversation starters. A book someone's reading, a t-shirt logo, a pet, weather patterns. Observational skills give you endless small talk material. This game keeps your brain alert for opportunities. The more you notice, the more natural small talk becomes. Exercise 5. The compliment habit. Give one genuine compliment per day. Compliments open doors. They make people feel good. They soften tension. Practice noticing things you appreciate. Effort, style, attitude, kindness. Examples. You handled that situation really well. Your presentation was so clear and engaging. I love your choice of colors today. Compliments build connection and boost your confidence in initiating. Exercise 6. The storytelling sharpening tool. Practice telling short, lighthearted stories from your day. Aim for clarity, brevity, and a positive tone. This strengthens your ability to share without rambling. Good stories create rapport and make conversations memorable. Keep a mental library of go-to anecdotes, funny moments, small successes, unexpected lessons. Use them sparingly when appropriate. Exercise 7, the gratitude follow-up. After a conversation, reflect on what went well. Write down small wins. I asked a question and got a great response. I made someone laugh. I stayed calm even when nervous. Gratitude reinforces positive experiences. It reminds your brain that social interaction is rewarding, not threatening. Exercise 8. The 10-minute connection practice. Schedule 10 minutes daily to engage socially online or offline. Comment on a friend's post. Send a supportive message. Chat briefly with a coworker. This creates momentum. It turns social interaction into a routine, not an exception. The more frequent the practice, the less intimidating it becomes. Exercise 9, the body language mirror. Practice open, relaxed body language in front of a mirror. Smile. Stand tall. Uncross your arms. Make eye contact with your reflection. Your body influences your brain. Confident posture breeds confident feelings. Daily practice makes these cues automatic. Exercise 10. The small talk journal. Keep a journal tracking your progress. Record conversations, feelings, wins, and lessons. Over time, patterns emerge. You'll see growth. You'll spot triggers for anxiety. You'll identify what works best for you. Reflection accelerates improvement. Why these exercises? Small talk mastery isn't magic. It's muscle memory. These exercises create daily exposure, reduce fear, and build skill through action. They turn theory into behavior. They transform introverted hesitation into calm confidence. The brain adapts through practice, not perfection. Each small step rewires your neural pathways. Each repetition weakens fear's hold. Each win strengthens belief in your ability. With time, these exercises won't feel like practice. They'll feel like habits. Habits that make you socially agile, confident, and capable in any situation. In the next chapter, you'll learn how to maintain your progress long-term so your small talk skills never fade. They only strengthen with time. Chapter 11, How to Maintain Progress and Make Small Talk a Lifelong Strength. Mastering small talk is not about reaching a finish line. It's about building habits that support you for life, like fitness, health, or any other meaningful skill. Your ability to engage, connect, and converse needs regular attention. Left ignored, confidence shrinks. Skills fade. But with simple strategies, you can ensure your progress lasts and even strengthens over time. 1. Keep small talk. Part of your routine. Incorporate small talk into your daily life. Make brief conversations a natural part of errands, work, and social events. This consistency reinforces your skills without requiring major effort. The more often you engage, the less intimidating it feels. Over time, it becomes second nature. Examples: greet your neighbors. Chat briefly with colleagues. Ask small questions during transactions. These tiny moments keep your conversation muscles active. 2. Set social goals to stay motivated. Maintain your momentum by setting small, achievable social goals. Weekly or monthly targets give you something to aim for. Examples: start 3 new conversations this week. Attend 1 networking event this month. Reconnect with an old acquaintance. Goals turn vague intentions into specific actions. Achieving them boosts confidence and ensures progress. 3. Stay curious and keep asking questions. Curiosity is a skill you can nurture. Read, explore, observe people and environments. The more curious you are, the easier it becomes to ask questions and fuel conversations. Curiosity keeps your small talk fresh, your conversations lively, and your connections growing. Ask yourself regularly, what's something new I could ask someone today? What's something interesting I noticed that could start a conversation? 4. Reflect regularly to track growth. Keep reflecting on your experiences. After conversations, ask yourself, what went well? What could I improve? What did I learn? Reflection helps you notice patterns, refine your approach, and recognize your progress. It also keeps you engaged in your growth rather than slipping into autopilot. Surround yourself with social opportunities. Environment shapes behavior. Place yourself in situations where small talk is welcomed and practiced. Attend workshops, join clubs, participate in communities aligned with your interests. The more you engage, the more natural it feels. Surrounding yourself with people who value connection reinforces your efforts and normalizes social confidence. 6. Continue building meaningful relationships. Don't let conversations stop at small talk. Keep nurturing connections. Follow up. Show interest. Deepen bonds. Meaningful relationships grow through consistency, care, and shared experiences. Strong connections remind you why small talk matters. It's not just about chatting. It's about opening doors to trust, support, and belonging. 7. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Acknowledge your progress. Whether it's starting a conversation, surviving an awkward moment, or feeling more confident than before, celebrate it. Reward yourself. Positive reinforcement strengthens habits. It reminds you of your growth and motivates you to continue. 8. Stay adaptable as you grow. Your comfort zone will expand. What once felt scary becomes easy. As you grow, seek new challenges. Initiate conversations in new environments. Speak up in meetings. Join larger groups. Adaptation keeps your skills sharp and prevents complacency. Growth happens at the edge of comfort. 9. Teach others what you've learned. One of the best ways to solidify a skill is to teach it. Share your journey. Help others overcome their fear of small talk. Whether through conversation, writing, or mentoring, teaching deepens your understanding and reinforces your habits. You'll also find connection through shared challenges and successes. 10. Reframe setbacks as stepping stones. There will still be awkward conversations, missed opportunities, and moments of discomfort. View these not as failures, but as practice. Each challenge strengthens resilience. Each awkward moment teaches adaptability. Setbacks are signs you're still growing, still stretching, still learning. Why maintenance matters. Confidence is not permanent. It's maintained through action. Social skills are not innate. They are cultivated. If you continue practicing, reflecting, and engaging, small talk will remain a tool you can rely on, not a hurdle you fear. Maintaining progress means living a life of connection. It means opening doors to friendships, opportunities, and experiences. It enriches your world and strengthens your sense of belonging. Final words. From fear to freedom. You started this journey with uncertainty, maybe with fear, maybe with frustration. But now you hold the tools to navigate any conversation with ease. You've learned how to break the ice, keep conversations flowing, overcome challenges, and build meaningful connections. Small talk isn't about being the loudest or the most charming. It's about being open, present, and human. Mastering small talk gives you freedom. Freedom to connect. Freedom to belong. Freedom to thrive in any room. As an introvert, you don't need to change who you are. You simply need to own your strengths, build your skills, and engage on your terms. Small talk opens doors. Confidence keeps them open. Connection turns them into opportunities. Go forward. Speak. Listen. Connect. You're ready.